This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
In the quiet of early Saturday morning, about 600 volunteers will fan out across Austin and Travis County. They'll be looking for and trying to count people who don't have a place to call home. Ann Howard, executive director of Ending Community Homelessness Coalition, or ECHO, told KUT the count won't cover everyone experiencing homelessness in the Austin area, but it will yield a lot of important data.
The volunteers are used to count the folks sleeping outside. So that tells us they are literally homeless. They might be on a green, in a green belt, the street, a storefront, in a car, in a parking lot. And those are the folks we need to count, and not only count, but survey.
And in the survey, what kinds of questions are you asking? What are you trying to find out from people who are in that situation?
Right. We'd like to know their age. We'd like to know how long they've been homeless. That tells us if they're chronically homeless or just falling into homelessness. We do check for any young adults or children that are not accompanied by parents or adults. We're always checking on that veteran status to make sure we know every single vet who needs help.
What about people who may be staying temporarily with friends or with relatives? Maybe they have gotten some money together for a motel room for a couple of nights. What about people who aren't in the situation this particular night, but they still would be in a category that would be described as people who are homeless?
Yeah. For this count, we don't count them because we can't find them. We don't knock on every single door and say, is anybody sleeping in this house that, needs their own place to live? We have other ways to get at that larger number. I'm guessing we're going to find in the 2,000 to 2,200 range by counting folks on the street and in shelters. But we know that over the course of the year, it's more like 7,000, 7,400 that will come and will assess and we know are experiencing homelessness.
Why does the count happen in the first place?
So it is a federal requirement. Every community that wants money from the federal government has to do a count at least every other year. And it's best practice to do it every year so that we just have our pulse on where people are and make sure we're not missing anybody. And the value to that is just in the one sort of pot of money that really comes through ECHO with HUD. We just got it renewed and it's $5.9 million that goes out to 10 nonprofit agencies for housing and support services.
How do the survey results inform then the work that is done?
Yeah. So sort of in two ways. One, HUD does use the point in time count figure as part of our renewal process. They want to see that number coming down. Thank goodness, they also look at other performance measures. How many folks are we housing, and do the folks that we house stay housed? System-wide performance measures, which are really helping us work much smarter as a community. Locally, we're able to use it to help us with outreach. What we'll ask the volunteers, we will note exactly where folks are and sort of their condition to see if we need to send back then, on Monday morning, an outreach team to talk to folks. And we sort of then keep matching it up to what we know and make sure that these folks have access to sort of our system to help end their homelessness.
How do you train volunteers to do the count and especially to ask the survey questions? Because I imagine that could be a bit of a sensitive encounter with people who are experiencing homelessness. And all of a sudden, here comes somebody. Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah. We have a core group of volunteers. We have team leads who have done the count before. There's a lot of faithful social workers, that work in our nonprofit community or that work for the city and county that have experience. And so we do our best to match up the volunteer who's never done this kind of work with folks who have. But we have a training process. We talk to them. We role play.
What is in the pipeline right now as far as addressing homelessness in Austin?
ECHO has been working with stakeholders. We were actually asked by the mayor and Mayor Pro Tem to put together a plan. What would it take for Austin to end homelessness? We're going to be presenting that plan, or the city council's going to review it, I hope, in February.
What's in the plan?
The plan has 5 components. We need to scale up what works. Outreach, shelter beds to make sure there's access to getting folks off the street, housing and supports. We need to address the disparities we see in the data. In Austin, the African American community is showing up at a greater rate of homeless than in Austin. Why is that? I don't know, but I need to know, and we need to deal with that. And then this effective collaboration, and it's going to take a public-private partnership to make it work.
Ann Howard is Executive Director of ECHO, the Ending Community Homelessness Coalition. Ann, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.